into worship and begin to go to all those places and say, Lord, forgive me. Where I with one mouth bless God and the second mouth curse the people that I felt were responsible, forgive me. Where I reacted in offense, forgive me. Where I murmured and complained, forgive me. Even the fire of this nation is for an exaltation in a few years to come. Don't miss out on that exaltation by joining the crowd to murmur. For in the midst of the burning bush is where the assignment is. So just tell God, I repent of all this. Now I will approach the flames right. I won't complain and say, well, why did you let me go through the fire? I should not have gone. I'll say, there are things inside my heart you want to get out for this new role you have created for me. Let's just begin to worship him now and open yourself in surrender unto God to worship him.
A song today. I brought myself. I am the sacrifice. I have more than a song today. I brought myself. I am your worship. I have more than song today.
I brought myself.
I am the sacrifice.
The sacrifice.
I am one of the
song
today.
altar with my Father. Lead me on the altar with my Father. Lead me on the altar with my Father.
sacrifice of praise into the house of my God. I come boldly to the throne of grace with a sacrifice of praise into the house of the hey, as we offer,
as we offer unto
the sacrifice,
the sacrifice, all of them. Hey!
nothing else count. I'm in the presence of my Maker. Anything can happen. Everything's possible. I'm in the presence of my Maker. And Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, 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 hey, calling me on phone And he said this thing to me 3 times. David, don't lose your song or else you will drown. He said it 3 times. David, do not lose your song or else you will drown. He said it 3 times and hung up the phone. So when I don't understand what was going on and there was no explanation from anywhere, I ran back to the presence and this song began to well up in my spirit. That Master Jesus, he is in control. It may be painful, but he is in control. Master Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey.
just begin to worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord. Let's just begin to worship Jesus. Just worship Him. Begin to worship Him. If you are going through anything right now, acknowledge that God is right with you in the midst of it. And begin to get ready to prophesy to every dead issue in your life. To prophesy to every single thing. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. All right, we'll take this declaration you prayed after me to break the influences, to break the influence of things you might have said, mistakes you may have made, the effect of those things over your life, all right, in the past, so that you create a clear pathway for resurrection. Are you following me? All right, so let's make this declaration. I declare into the earth this evening that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was laid upon Jesus. And by His stripes I am healed. I declare the ransom has been paid in full. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, for me to be set free. I declare that I may have spoken words, acted in ways, while I was going through an experience that could have hindered the power of God and the prepared blessing of God from manifesting in that situation. But I declare this evening that I am under the blood of Jesus, and the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is at work in my life this moment. The resurrection power is available, and I make use of it right now. Therefore I declare, on the grounds of the blood of Jesus, I cancel the effects of any word I may have spoken out of anger, out of bitterness, out of discouragement, out of unforgiveness. I cancel the effect of these words over the outcome of my life, and I plead the blood of Jesus, and I declare the ransom has been paid. Therefore I'm free from the effect of these things, and any word I spoke in anger or in bitterness against the progress of any person who may have offended me, perceived or real, I call back those words. I renounce my right to inflict hurt or any damage upon their lives. And I pronounce before the courts of heaven, the blood was shed for their own iniquities. Therefore I set them free and let them go this moment. They are blessed of the Lord, for they are covered by the blood of Jesus. I also declare that in my marriage, if I said anything out of emotional pain and spoke words into the earth that tampered with the covenants that I made. I renounce those words this moment, and I release my spouse from the effect of those words, and I declare he or she is forgiven in the name of Jesus. If I spoke words in anger over my children in response to anything they did, out of the pain that I felt, I renounce my words and they drop down dead unfulfilled. My entire family is released this moment on the grounds of the blood of Jesus. They are set free and they live their full lives upon this earth in the name of Jesus. I also speak into my family, my father, my mother, all my siblings. If I have said anything secretly or in public that could cause hurt or damage, in provocation, I renounce those words and I declare they are released from the effect of it in the mighty name of Jesus. I embrace the cross and I forgive as an act of obedience to Jesus Christ. Now I declare into my life every opportunity that I may have missed, every relationship that I may have missed, every blessing that I may have missed, out of ignorance or in disobedience. I declare, since I'm under the blood of Jesus, I call for those things back into my life. I call for those opportunities, for it is written that the Lord shall give me double to honor his mercy over my life. Therefore, I call in a double portion of those things into my life this moment. Any area of my life that is experiencing death, I speak life into you. Now begin to speak specifically now into any area of your life. Just start speaking life. Start speaking life into it. Any area. Any area. If you failed in business 10 years ago and you gave up, speak life into that thing again. Speak life into that thing. If you lost your job 4 years, you've been unemployed, speak life into it. Speak life into your career. If you're a pastor and you lost certain strategic members, speak life back into it. Speak life. Let the trumpet sound over it. Begin to speak life. Begin to speak life. For the Lord shall give you beauty for ashes. He has turned your mourning into dancing. Begin to speak life. Call forth light out of darkness. Call forth life out of death. Call out restoration from it. Speak life into your body. Speak restoration. And those of you online at home, do the same. If you know you're on a lower level than you once were, speak restoration back. trumpet sound of life is going to go into every area of your life right now. The trumpet shall sound, and every dead thing shall rise back to life. If you lost people, better people are coming in. Better people are coming in. If you lost a relationship, another will replace it.
Deliverance tonight. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone.
This solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
You have a voice now. You've got to sing that verse with authority. Like a voice that has been purified by fire. Are you ready? When you hear the trumpet, you lift up your hands, your voice. No power of hell. No cancer. Hey, no cancer. Come on. Hey, no judgment. No power of hell. No power of no shango. No spell, no curse. No power of hell. No leukemia. Hey, no power of hell. No power of hell. No steam of hell. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. The lamb that was slain and the lion of Judah has prevailed. This is a song of victory. Hope you know that. He's worthy. Lift your hands.
He is worthy to receive the glory and the praise. He has prevailed.
Oh, hallelujah.
He has prevailed.
Oh, say he has prevailed. Sorted out. I want you to sing this song of testimony. See what the Lord has done. What back say?
See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass.
See what the Lord.
See what.
Someone who has seen what God has done. No. You are shouting like someone who is still expecting it. I mean someone who has seen it. without thinking about it, I felt so impressed in my spirit that the Lord is raising some new billionaires from one of them. I want those billionaires. I want those billionaires to sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the I want to. Someone say, hey, 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 something is happening at the back there. Hey, 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 in the next, Pastor, can you give me 2 minutes? Can I get 2 minutes? Can I borrow a song from my friend Joe Praise? I want to borrow a song. Somebody say, Kara. Kara was the dance that David danced when he brought the ark into Jerusalem. You leap, you jump. I serve a God who is powerful.
Hallelujah.
Now, hold it. There are two scriptures. I was even going to call you back for us to rejoice in faith. Wait, over these two. Now, what I want to say is this. Hold it. Just hold it. God gave me two scriptures here, and it says people should rejoice. That every person who made any mistake in the past, the consequence of that mistake is reversed. Listen. And whatever God has ordained for you to do on this earth, and all He has ordained to be in your hands, you have access back to every single thing. Can you put up Daniel chapter? Hold it, Daniel chapter 4. These are two scriptures and verse 26. Daniel 4:26. You see, I'm not wearing shoes. All right? And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Do the heavens rule? So whatever you thought you lost, the stump is still in the ground. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now listen. There are some people that have gone, that those people cannot come back. But another with a double portion will return. Then the second scripture for us to rejoice over, Isaiah 49 and verse 20. Isaiah 49:20, the children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other. Keep it up, Isaiah 49:20. Leave it on the screen. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again, musicians hold it, shall say again in thine ears, this place is too straight for me. Give place for me that I may dwell. Hold it. Next verse. Then shalt thou say in thy heart, who hath begotten me these, since I have lost my children, and am a desolate, a captive, removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Next verse. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and set up the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms and your daughters upon their shoulders. Last one, because I believe some people are burdened. All right? It's not theoretical. You are in trouble because of mistakes you have made. Verse 24 of Isaiah 49. This will be your portion. It says this, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Next verse. For thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the mighty shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save you.
We need some special forces for this next round. Ducey, can you come up? Olumide, can you come up? I serve a God who is powerful.
Hallelujah.
I serve a God who is mighty. Say you can call him a miracle.
Miracle Papa.
Yala, yala, yala.
Wabek, hey.
Somebody enter your next level. Enter that breakthrough.
Address the house and then we'll close.